It's Wednesday, December the 20th.
Is it?
I think sure? it is.
And you might have tuned in, or you are currently tuned in, to the TNIB podcast.
That'd be crazy if this was playing and then someone hadn't tuned in and they're like, whoa, what the fuck? Where is this coming from?
Just blow their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Yeah, that's this week. Oh, what's this week? Star Wars happened.
Yep.
That happened. The Last Jedi came and went. And that's what we're talking about this week.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars. The Last Jedi.
I want to hear it coming from you first. I want to hear the Star Wars fan talk about Star Wars.
Okay. I think, yes, of all of us, I like Star Wars the most.
Yes.
I don't know if I would call myself a hardcore Star Wars fan, though.
I would say that you are a diehard. Well, I don't know. You own toys. Well, but toys are your thing. So, what's your thing? I think sound effects. Here's a T-Rex. I would say you have a healthy, positive attitude towards Star Wars.
Yes. I think The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie. That's where I'm gonna sit on.
Huh.
That's where I'm going.
Really?
Yep.
I can't tell if that's like sarcasm.
No, I think it's the best Star Wars movie.
All right, okay. Explain.
I think Star Wars...
Defend your point.
Okay, first of all, I really like The Force Awakens.
Okay.
I also like the current era of Star Wars written. I like it better than the original trilogy.
All right.
Like it better than the prequels.
All right.
I like this movie because it is the first Star Wars movie that feels... It's weird. I like this movie because of how much it wants to tell you that it doesn't give a shit about what you think about Star Wars.
Okay.
Or what you think Star Wars should be.
Interesting.
And this is both a new generation, and it's trying to tell you that, listen, we're moving forward. Enough with the past.
Out with the old and with the new.
Yeah. And we've got new things to say, whether you want to hear them or not.
Okay.
And I really like the way this movie... put itself together.
So you like this movie because in some points it feels like the antithesis of Star Wars.
Not necessarily the antithesis, but I would say it's I've always felt like Star Wars ever since the original trilogy had always relied on that trilogy as being like it every other piece of Star Wars fiction always had to lean on that.
Yeah.
And this is the first movie that stands on its own, and it's good for what it is. Like, it from start to finish, it is a complete movie. Like, I got what I want to get out of it. Like, generally, when it comes to trilogies, I hate the second movie.
Okay.
But this movie was written like it was a finale.
Hmm.
And
you take that as a positive?
Yes.
All right.
I'm super into that. It sets up a very new era of Star Wars, and I can't wait to see how that turns out, even though it's one movie.
True.
Yeah.
Well, they're already talking about, like, episodes, the next three or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not, like, episode... Like, they're not going to deal with these characters.
Yeah, it'll be a new trilogy.
No one knows, right? Like, it'll be like those side story movies. Like, the Rian Johnson things, or Rian Johnson, they're not numbered, so they might actually just be Star Wars from the original trilogy, but from a different perspective.
Maybe.
Yeah.
From a janitor's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's fair. That's a good spoiler-free take.
Yeah. That's what I'm into.
This movie, this Star Wars movie...
Yo.
...has single-handedly made me come to the realization that I do not give a fuck about Star Wars.
But you said that last time.
Yeah, but it, like, really cemented it
now.
Okay. Like, the last time I was like, okay, maybe I just didn't like it because it was basically the first movie... just retold with new characters and a few extra twists. But this thing, like you said, this is what I wanted from a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
It is something just brand new. And most of it, some of it's recycled.
Okay.
But it is new ideas.
Yeah.
It is out with the old and with the new.
Yeah.
And it is trying to do its own thing and set up something very unique for the third movie. But I think they... failed at making anything interesting. Or making me, maybe more accurately, making me care about any of the story points
okay.
in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get into spoilers after, but yeah, I thought this movie was kind of a hot mess. There were some great scenes in it.
Yeah.
And some stuff that I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, as a product from mm-hmm. start to finish,
mm-hmm.
I felt it could have been a half an hour shorter.
I'll give you that.
And that there's just, it left me during, like, after I watched it, there's a lot of plot points that I felt were there just because they needed a story. Right? Where, like, the simple solution is right in your face,
mm-hmm.
right? But they just don't take it because they want to show you new worlds, they want to show you new conflict, and they want to kill off some people. So.
Yeah.
It seemed very transparent in what it was trying to do, and it really sucked me out of a Star Wars universe.
Okay.
But also there's some other stuff that I just think didn't fit.
Okay.
Like with the new style, like Disney's going with their movies.
What do you mean?
The attempts. I that's the best I can put it. The attempts at comedy.
Yeah.
Like they really took a Disney MCU type vibe in this movie, and I didn't laugh at a single piece of implied comedy in that movie.
I don't know. See, I don't know how I would take it because it's. I don't. Even though it feels more apparent versus like The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
To be fair,
I haven't thought about The Force Awakens since I left that theater and we did the review.
Yeah, okay. I will say, like, the comedic bits in this movie are nowhere near as severe as in, like, Guardians or Thor.
No.
But I thought it was jarring at first, too. Then I thought about the original Star Wars trilogy, and they had just as many stupid jokes like that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Like that obvious? So?
Yeah. And it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, Star Wars has always been like this, but I think it's just more apparent than in your face now because you're aware of.
Yeah, those maybe Marvel if I movies. Go back and watch that original trilogy, I'll be like, "Oh, there's some campy shit in here."
Yeah,
which there obviously is, but maybe it's just the styling of how they portray maybe. That stuff. I don't know.
Well, I think this movie also is very modern in its storytelling.
Oh, 100%.
Like it's not like again, it's not trying to go back to the past in that sort of regard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So you want to get into spoilers?
Sure.
Wah-wah. Spoilers.
Okay.
Check
thanks.
It.
Thanks, Tibbs. Thanks.
So, for me, I think the main one is... The main spoiler... Or the main thing that I think was a waste of time
mm-hmm.
is the whole Poe Dameron concocting his own plan.
Yeah.
Because the leadership has failed him and he's a hothead and needs to do stuff.
Yeah.
Right? When fucking Princess Leia gets hospitalized for reasons.
Yeah.
That was real dumb.
Yeah.
A new head of command is put into place.
Wait. Princess Leia getting hospitalized was dumb?
The scene where she comes back to the ship.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
The scene where she gets blown out and then is like, JK, LOL. And then, like, force pushes herself back into the ship. And I'm like, how are you alive?
She has the force.
I guess.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about Star Wars, right? The force is anything and everything.
And it's
there when you need it.
They cement that fact.
Yeah.
In this movie. Like, through a whole paragraph of dialogue, they cement that fact.
I think, okay, so before you go further, I thought that was really, actually really neat how they did it. Because they quote unquote kill her early on.
Yeah.
But I think it was one of those things that they consciously did because you know that the actress is dead in real life.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is how she goes.
Yeah.
But then she's not. So I thought that was a really neat twist. I would love to have known if this scene would have still been there had Carrie Fisher lived.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I would like to know how I'd feel about it then, but
exactly.
I thought it was an interesting use of the
character.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a new leader in town. She knows what to do. She has a plan.
Yeah.
But she doesn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, I got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it? Don't worry about it. Right? And she is knowing enough of all the crew on that ship that she knows Poe needs a reasoning.
Yeah.
He is not that person.
Yeah.
Right? And she basically puts herself and her immediate crew at risk because she doesn't want to share,
mm-hmm.
right? With such a small skeleton crew that the rebels already are.
Yeah.
What's the point of keeping her plan information secret Which would have avoided the whole thing of sending Rose and... What's his name?
Finn.
And Finn to the gambling planet. Which, that whole gambling planet sequence, I thought was a very long but forced attempt at a romance between two characters to create maybe some sort of, like, tension between Finn, Rey, and Rose.
Okay.
Right? Thought Rose was a lame character.
Wow.
Like, cool. Her sister.
You are fucking Twitter right now, my friend.
Her sister died.
Force Awakens was too safe. It was copy material. Garbage. This one took too many risks. Garbage.
I'm glad they took those risks. Yeah. I'm glad they did. But with risks comes risk.
I'm just like, wow. It's like you're spewing out my Twitter timeline.
Is it really? Yeah. I honestly haven't. I tried to keep myself in the dark on other people's opinions.
Like, it's the same thing, too. It's like, Rose is garbage. I want my hotheads in this. How come they can't just win and be awesome?
Well, it's not even about waiting. It's not letting your hotheads be awesome. Yeah. It's letting your hothead in the loop so that they don't go crazy.
So I understand where you're coming from, but from just like a hothead perspective, if you told the hothead, listen, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to do you think he would listen?
I think that would make a more reason. That'd make a more interesting character than I told you exactly, and I was very transparent with you, and you're still such a fucking hothead.
I think,
right? I think that would make Poe more interesting as like a flawed character.
But that is his flaw, because in the beginning of the movie, Leia tells him, "No, pull back. We don't need to bomb because we're suffering too many losses." She gives him the reason, and he still does it anyway.
And if there's two ways that character can go in this situation, where if he learned his lesson from that, and you can see Poe grow as a character, or if he's just perpetually a blockhead.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can deal with that situation.
But he does learn from it in the third arc of the movie.
But it's like, okay, you were running. Basically, he slipped on us twice. Like, he had fool me once, but he didn't do the fool me twice thing. He's just like, oh, I had to be extra super dumb and put even more lives at risk.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, you could have learned that lesson earlier, I feel.
I mean, you could have totally. Yeah. You could have, but I mean, I feel like. They set that up, I think, at least for me, they set that up fine.
Yeah.
Like, in the way that he didn't listen, why she had to keep that a secret, because she even says, Leia has taught me everything about this crew, about how everybody was, that's why she put me in command, and I know how everyone works around here.
Yeah.
And, like, I get what you're saying, like, she could have told him, but from the evidence that she's been presented, telling him wouldn't have changed anything.
Mm-hmm. But also, knowing the crew, you know he's going to do something stupid. So why not proactively do something about it?
Mm, yeah.
Even if that's not just telling him. Maybe that's just like, you're in the fucking bridge.
Well, I mean, she would have thought he would have done something stupid, but she probably never took into account
other people.
Exactly, okay. Right?
Fair. The other portion comes with, it's in the same scene.
Yeah.
Or in the same arc.
Yeah.
But they go to find the codebreaker.
Yeah.
And they find someone who's not the codebreaker, but is also a codebreaker.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself, I feel like, is the main thing this movie tried to do, which is they will show you a thing which you think is a twist, but then they will show you another thing which you think is another twist, like a twist on top of a twist. But then after that second twist, they will go back to point A.
Yeah.
And they will just come all the way back. And it's like you kind of did nothing, right? It's like, we need to go here to find this codebreaker. Oh man, we failed. What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Okay, we found this codebreaker and he did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then he sold us out.
Yeah.
And he's Lando. Mm-hmm. And then we're back at square one. Mm-hmm. And it's like we did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that felt like wasted time to me. Like this whole arc, like you introduce this like new Lando Calrissian character.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like,
I'm surprised.
Who cares?
I'm surprised I pissed you off. Just because you're always about, I want to see them lose. I want to see them, the thing happen. And then it's like,
The one interesting thing I wanted to see happen didn't happen.
Okay.
Which was when Kylo Ren offers Rey and is like, listen, this place is fucked.
You knew that was never going to happen.
But they had, it was the perfect chance. Yeah. The perfect chance.
You knew that was never going
to
happen.
To do something outside bonkers and cool with Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean,
and then they're just like, nah. And It's very, polar opposites, like good, bad, very.
Yeah.
Very
like, but come on, like you never really expected her to say yes to that.
I did.
Why?
No, The thing was the thing that kind of led me towards her saying yes was the scene with Luke and her going, "Yo, you went to the dark side.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking hesitate.
Yeah.
You were just like, yo, dark side's cool. Yeah. Let's go, okay. Right? And so I'm like, sick.
Yeah.
And there's even the scene after
where Whoa. She doesn't go dark side's cool, let's go.
But she's interested, right?
No.
Yeah, because the line she says is that it felt like it could give me answers. And yeah. Then Luke said,
oh, that's what you're saying, that right, part, okay.
It could give you answers, like, immediate, mm-hmm. but it doesn't help you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. not lasting power.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to where she had the vision.
Yeah.
And she sees, like, a millions of herself or whatever, and it's supposed to be symbolic of her personalities whatever.
For sure.
But she doesn't learn anything from that.
Yeah.
Her coming out of that is just her being like, it showed me nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, you're going into this still being tempted by the dark side. Why not have brother-sister duo?
No, she came out to understand that the dark side offered nothing to her.
I took that as to her coming out to understand that she learned nothing from that whole scene.
Like, yeah, that whole scene's the dark side.
Is it?
Yeah. Really?
Man, that's, I don't know, that was confusing.
The whole hole in the ground where she's thinking about there's an energy there, and Luke says, that's the dark side. The thing she dives in and she finds no answers. That's the whole lesson there is.
The whole lesson?
You got it. Ah. The whole lesson there is the dark side offers me nothing.
See, I didn't get that at all. Oh, God. I took that as,
oh, God.
I have no answers, I don't know which I'm taking.
Because that whole island represents the light and the dark. There's a spot for them on that island, for both of them. And Luke tells her, do not go to this part of the island. She does it like every kid would.
Yeah.
And she learns her lesson. There's nothing there for her.
I did not take it that way.
Oh my God.
I took it as, this was a waste of time. Why am I watching this?
That's exactly it. The dark side's a waste of time for her because her pull to the light is what makes Rey Rey. Mm.
I guess when you put it that way, makes more sense.
Doesn't it all make more sense in the context of the movie now?
In the theater, did not make any sense. Oh my God.
I feel like you walked through this movie just wanting to hate it.
I didn't. I wanted to like it. I want to, like, Star Wars is something I always feel like
you want to like.
I'm missing out on.
See, that's exactly it. You shouldn't feel that way. If that's how you're feeling, you don't like Star Wars.
And I was going in and I was like,
you went in wanting to
and
like it.
I was
like,
okay, I'm going to give it a chance. We're going to see what's going on. Mm. And then I was just like, I don't care.
It's okay. It's okay if you don't like it, but you don't need to, you don't need to feel like you should. Just because it's the big zeitgeist thing, it's fine.
No. I understand.
Yeah, but I just feel like the arguments you're making are like, oh, I really wanted to like this.
That part specifically was I wanted to like that.
Okay.
I still stand by my other things. A lot of this movie is circling back on itself to go back to point A. And then also just certain characters making dumb decisions for the sake of showing more of the universe.
For sure.
And then I thought that was boring.
But I mean,
it probably also didn't help. That I've been having a really bad run with like nerd things lately.
Oh, okay.
Because like, goddamn, the person beside me hadn't taken a shower in a month at least.
Oh, that's not fun.
Kids yelling behind me, screaming popcorn.
Yeah, it's never fun.
It's a bad experience.
All I'll say is, the looping around thing. I mean, that's the classic adventure telling, right? Like that's what happens. Like, if heroes go on a quest to do a thing, guess what? They don't need the thing at the end. Right? Like, that's just classic.
It is.
It happens in every video game. Yeah. It happens in every book.
You're not wrong. Like, you come to the end and you're like, we didn't need the thing. All we needed was friendship.
Exactly.
Right? But the journey in this movie specifically to have that loop was not interesting.
Okay. That's fair. If you didn't find the journey interesting, that's fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool when they went to the casino place. I thought it was a really cool setting, what they're doing.
Visually
there.
Rad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just Planet Vegas.
Uh-huh. I thought, you know, like, I like the movie probably didn't need that scene, but it does introduce something that loops around at the end.
Love.
I really got love from that scene. But okay.
When she kissed Finn?
That's not at the casino.
No, but that whole casino scene is her like also getting closer to Finn, and then it all culminates in that thing where they crash into each other.
I just thought they're going on a heist.
Oh.
Like, we gotta do this thing. Let's go, rodeo.
Oh, I took it. Yeah. Like, the heist, I've always felt the heist was secondary.
Yeah.
And then that whole thing was about Finn learning more about Rose.
Yeah.
And then Rose falling for
her. Like, I only, the love thing only came into mind as she was kissing him.
And you're like, why?
And I was like, oh. Because as that happened, I'm like, oh, please don't kill him. And they did it, and I'm like, fuck.
She also does, like, the dumbest thing to make that happen, which is, I'm going to crash our two ships into each other and almost kill us both. Yeah. But I did it for love. Yeah. And I saved you.
Yeah. That was the only part of the movie I would say it felt a little, it was just forced.
Forced. I get it.
It was forced upon me, and I was like, I didn't like that part.
Yeah. I thought the Luke hologram was lame.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you thought that was cool. Guy's so powerful that he makes it a physical hologram.
I thought it was cool as it was happening.
Yeah.
And then he dies exactly like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Well, that's how Jedis die.
And I was like, but it's exactly the same. It's the whole thing of, like, you strike me down, I will come back stronger. His is, you strike me down, I will live with you forever.
Yeah.
Right? And then when Kylo Ren tries to strike him down, he lives with him forever. And you're like, okay, cool, he did that, but he didn't put himself in harm's way and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then he just dies. Like, he used so much of his midichlorians that he's like, eh, and then he disappears. And I'm like, okay, so it came down to exactly what happened in the old movies. Sure.
That's cool. I'm glad they killed him. I was like, that's great.
You don't need Luke.
Yeah.
I think they didn't need Luke, period, in that movie.
I think, I don't know if they didn't need Luke. I think they needed him to die. I think they needed him to close that chapter.
Yeah. I understand, say goodbye. He is playing the Yoda in this movie. He is the
mentor, his role. Yeah.
Right. I think it would have been cooler to have Rey figure that shit out.
Well, I don't know. I would say Rey is figuring that shit out.
She is, with guidance.
No, but like, I think Luke completed his training. Luke is Jedi Master. I think it's super cool that in this movie, Kylo Ren is not a Sith Lord. He doesn't have a master.
No, he's just good.
And Rey got half training from
the
greatest Jedi ever. And then they go into the third movie kind of rookies. Mm. I think that's really cool.
I'm still confused, though, how... was it Sidious? No.
Snoke.
What? Snoke?
Yeah.
How Snoke didn't see that Kylo Ren was going to cut him in half. Like, for as powerful... as he is.
That's just classic bad guy stuff, right?
And he's just like spouting the monologue. You will strike down the true villain within your heart.
Again, like I see that, I'm like, this is classic bad guy stuff.
God damn it.
This is classic bad guy stuff.
That one put a smile on my face. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're just asking for it. Like the whole speech, I was like, you're asking for it.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that I just don't care.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Don't watch Star Wars?
Don't watch Star Wars. Don't watch the third one. No matter how popular it is, how much everyone's going to talk.
What if we see it as a unit?
Nope.
What if you see it as a unit?
Nope.
I'll go see something else.
I won't invite you.
All right.
I'll just say nope.
Yeah. I think it's going to be exactly like what happened with the prequels, where I see the first two, and I go, eh. And then I don't see the last one.
That's okay.
Yeah. All I know from the last prequel is that at one point,
I mean,
that guy goes, I have the high ground, Anakin.
I mean, honestly, you probably would like that movie the best.
Why?
Because it's about the hero taking the bad choice.
Oh, sick. All
right. It's about him going, fuck you. He fucking bitch slaps his wife.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta watch a third movie now.
Right? Doesn't Natalie Portman get, like, smacked across the face by Hayden Christensen?
I can't remember.
Like, as she's pregnant?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Doesn't he like kill a bunch of kids too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to the fucking Jedi Temple. He's like, what's up, kids? Zwing, zwing, zwing.
Cool.
And he kills everyone. He probably would really like that.
All right.
That's the only one where it's like, it's all about losing hope and everyone loses.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
What else can I say about Star Wars The Last Jedi? I think I knew I liked this movie when Rey first meets Luke.
Okay.
And she hands him the saber. He just fucking lobs it.
Oh, so lame.
I was like, oh, is that the type of movie we're in? Like, I'm into it.
I understand the symbolism of throwing the lightsaber away.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to do it like it was a fucking Looney Tunes show. Like, you're just like, whoop, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I thought it was awesome. I was like, yes. That's what I want to see.
That was one of the scenes where it was the one where what's his face? Poe is prank calling the guy on the ship.
Yeah.
And then also the lightsaber throw where it was like, these are attempts at comedy and I could hear a pin drop in this theater.
Yeah. I think with the lightsaber one, they had to make it super dorky.
I guess.
Because it's the fucking lightsaber. It's Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
It's like the most revered weapon in all of pop culture.
Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and to treat it like absolute garbage, that's how, like, kind of had to do it that mm-hmm. way, I feel. Yeah, no, I super dug the movie. Like, visually, it was awesome. I thought I loved Kylo Ren, but this movie made me really love Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is my favorite part of the movie.
Fuck,
Kylo
man.
Ren is an angsty,
yeah,
dumb.
So yeah, hot,
like
in the Force Kylo Awakens, I was just like, he's like, I just want to be bad. Just let me be bad. But this one's like, I am bad. I can be the baddest.
The scene that cemented it was him. He's like, you just want to be like Darth Vader. I'm like, oh shit, he said it. He's a Darth Vader cosplayer.
Yeah.
Like, he took off that helmet and fucking smashed it in the thing. I was like, all right, Kylo, let's do this. Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And then Kylo Ren's a badass.
Yeah, and then he's like, more guns!
More guns!
More guns! Yeah.
Shoot them all.
Yeah, and then he's like, who put you in command? And then he fucking force chokes the dude. I'm like, oh, Kylo.
Kylo's the best.
Kylo, you're too
cool. Kylo's the best part of that movie. Yeah. And he's the only reason I would, like, entertain the thought of seeing the final one.
Kylo Ren's the best. He's just the best.
Kylo Ren's great.
He's the greatest part of Star Wars.
General Grievous has, like,
20 lightsabers. Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
He's, like, 20 lightsabers.
Yeah, but he's also a robot.
Yeah.
A useless robot.
Oh, is he?
He did not make it.
True.
I heard a couple people freak out when Akbar died immediately.
This is gonna be a trap, guys. Yeah. I'm glad he's dead. Fuck him. Fuck Admiral Akbar. He sucks. He's a bad character. He's only popular because of the meme.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, no, I like this movie a lot. I think something really neat about the movie that... Star Wars has always been about, which I feel like this one doesn't do a lot of, is merchandising. Aside from the little Porg things, this was one of those movies where I feel like, huh, they didn't really make any attempts to just make me want to buy something.
True.
You know?
But
like in the first one was like, there's a fucking black X-Wing.
There's a new R2-D2 replacement.
Yeah, or Rey has a cool speeder thing. But this one's just like, nah, we don't have any of that
here's
shit.
Here's an AT-AT.
Yeah.
Here's an AT-ST that BB-8's piloting.
Yeah, here's
an evil BB-8.
Yeah, and it's like, eh.
Fair.
Yeah.
So you're saying, from a toy perspective, this movie's trash.
Oh, totally.
All right.
100%.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, for toy collectors, this movie is awful.
All right, all right.
Awful.
As long as you can agree at some point, this movie's like, not good.
All the toys for this movie are Kylo Ren without a helmet. And it's like, well, what the fuck's that about?
True.
So
true.
I was really sad when they stitched his carbon fiber scar.
Yeah, his carbon fiber scar looked rad.
I was like, why would you stitch that?
It's light. It's aerodynamic. Yeah. It's making him faster.
No. But,
put a spoiler on his helmet.
Right.
So, yeah, that's Star Wars. Like, I don't know. I felt like I shit on it pretty hard.
You did.
But if I were to give it, like, a score, it'd be, like, an even 50%. I'd be like... either way, it didn't really affect me too hard.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah. That's this movie is my favorite Star Wars. Plain cool. and simple. Yeah.
Yep, pod, yep, yep. What about pod racing?
No.
Jar Jar.
Ooh. You know what? I like pod racing, but this movie did the thing where the sand turns red when you run through it, and they had those
salt?
Yeah, the salt turns red, and they had those ground-based ships, and I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool.
I was like, they designed those ships specifically for this scene so that they could have this visual.
Yeah, and I was like, that's fucking cool.
And then also that visual is a way to have a bloody battlefield
without
having any blood.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was just... And Luke walks out into the middle, and it's just like a... It was just really cool, so... Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a movie.
It was whatever.
What'd you think about the kid with the Force?
It cements the fact that the Force is not something that is special. It is something that is within you. And if you it kind of negates midichlorians.
Yeah.
The kid with that Force.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he does have midichlorians, but it's not like some royal lineage bullshit.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's not some we got to keep our bloodline pure for the midichlorians. Like, go fuck your sister or something.
Yeah.
It's the Force is a thing that is within you. And if you have a right heart or an evil heart or whatever, like, you can have the ability.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. That's great. That's Star Wars. Yeah.
It makes things interesting from the perspective of recruiting people for the rebellion.
You think they should?
Because if they can recruit a bunch of people who are Force sensitive,
Why couldn't the First Order do that?
Why not? They could. Yeah, I'm just saying that it even the balance, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The whole thing is about balance of light and dark.
That's true. That is very true. There you go.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi. Truly. Truly the Last Jedi.
Fucking Yoda in that movie. God.
He shocked me when he showed up. I was like, fucking Yoda? He
shocked you?
Yeah. I was what the hell? Yoda's here?
Is it like a strike? Like a shocking strike?
Jeez. Yeah.
I like that it was a puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He fucking sets the tree on fire.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell's happening?
This movie made Luke seem like such a bitch. Oh my God. Yeah. He was a whiny bitch, and then he couldn't do the tree thing, and he's like, I'm a ghost, I'll do it for you,
Luke. Luke's always been a bitch, though.
And then he's like, oh, well, look, you can come to the battlefield. Nah, it's a hologram. Like, Luke is such a fucking bitch in this movie. Oh my God.
Well, he's an old man.
He's such a bitch.
Except at the end, when he's not.
But he is, because he's not even there.
Because he doesn't need to be there.
Oh, he's such a bitch.
He doesn't need to be there.
Pussy note.
His X-Wing clearly was dead. Doesn't do anything. Can't get off that island.
That shit.
Yeah. You say Luke was a bitch, but did you see the way he drank that green milk?
Oh, he... Ooh, hardcore.
Yeah.
He speared that fish.
That's no bitch, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
He's in his comfort zone. He likes that green milk.
Okay. Great. Star Wars. Tell us what you guys thought about it.
Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah. I suspect it's, like our opinion, it's going to be very divided.
Polarizing?
Yeah. I suspect that much. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a pick.
Yeah.
The only pick I got.
Okay.
The team over at Atlas, they are re-releasing Catherine. They're remaking Catherine for the PS4. And I think PS4 and the Vita?
Yeah. What?
PS4 and the Vita.
Why?
Get that hot Vita action.
Why? No one plays the Vita.
And it's called Catherine FB.
Fuck bombs?
Full body.
Oh.
And they're introducing a third Catherine.
There's the third Catherine.
Yeah, there's now a third
Catherine. How do they spell it?
Listen, I cannot find that. I just see that.
Is it Q-U?
Oh, I really hope so. Catherine. Yeah. Catherine. I really hope that's the case. But she is a much younger character, like borderline, not lowly, but she looks 18. She looks 18.
All right.
And the one advertisement for it is her wearing like a camisole and, her like lifting up her camisole. So it like doesn't show her boobs, but you know, she's not wearing anything that down there. Like she's like tantalizing you.
Is it a silhouette?
With her body. No, like it's from like just above
the crotch line and up.
So you see her stomach and like possibly some underboob.
Okay, I see.
But yeah, so they're re-releasing Catherine, adding another Catherine. For those that don't know, Catherine was a psychological romantic puzzle game.
Sure.
I guess that's a way to put it, where you play as Vincent.
Yep.
And Vincent has a choice between going out with his long-term girlfriend, Catherine, with a K, and getting married and settling down and doing the stuff, or getting with the new hot blonde in town, Catherine, with a C, and going for lust and physical pleasures.
Good for him.
Right? All that stuff.
Yeah.
And but all the gameplay is a puzzle game. Like, you gotta climb a tower.
Yeah, I remember I hated playing that game.
I love that game so much.
I hated it.
That game also has very great multiplayer.
Yes.
Yes, it does. I like it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. That's it. Here's pink hair Catherine.
Okay.
She kind of looks a lot like younger.
Okay.
Yeah, they're adding a third lady into the mix.
All right.
There you go. That's all I got. It's slow news week, man.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is coming up. Not really much else to say.
Yeah.
My pick is there was a trailer for the new Oceans movie. Oceans 8.
I thought the last one was like Oceans 13.
It was.
So it's not Oceans 14.
Well, this one has only girls. It's all girls. New cast, all girls. Yeah.
It's Sandra Bullock.
She helms the Oceans 8.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. She ain't no Clooney to me.
Wasn't she Clooney's wife in that movie?
No, you're thinking Julia Roberts.
They're the same person. They're the same person.
No, because at one time she was considered the B version. She was, if you couldn't afford Julia Roberts, you got Sandra Bullock.
Same person.
So, yeah, I don't know. It seems to have all the antics and fun stuff of Oceans, but I don't know. I just feel like their star power that they've chosen isn't quite...
Yo, whatever. Awkwafina's in this movie.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Sweet YouTube rap.
I don't know. I feel like they're missing something. They don't have, like, a Jennifer Lawrence. They don't have a...
They got Riri.
Yeah, but Riri's not even an actor.
True.
Right?
True. True facts. Nicki Minaj. That's what they're missing.
No, that they do not need another rapper in there or another musical artist.
Artism. Who would you pick to put in that movie, and who would you replace?
Who would I pick and who would I replace?
Yeah. Like a one-to-one.
Who's the... Fuck, what's her name? Okay, let me see. I would pay... I don't know, I feel like Halle Berry needs to be in this movie.
Somehow, some way?
Yeah. Like, I feel like she's gotta be. I feel like, they don't need an old white lady, because they have... What's her face?
Sandra Bullock?
No. Who's the older white lady?
Betty White.
No. Fuck, I know her name. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm just naming white lady. I don't know actors' names.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Put a Charlize Theron in there.
Okay, all right.
I feel like she needs to be in this movie.
Yeah, she was in Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, I still have to see that.
Same.
She was in The Italian Job. I feel like she was made for this movie. How come she's not in this movie? I don't know. Anyways, the trailer looks like fun.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about this trailer, not only is it just like, this is an Oceans movie, they didn't beat you over the head with like, girl power, man. Yeah. It's like, here are a bunch of competent people.
Yeah.
Who can do the job they are set out to do.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's not just like, hey, look, they're women, they're special. And I'm like, all right, good. Mm-hmm, like, that's what I want.
No, that's true. That is quite true.
It's kind of the opposite of what happened with Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was all about the girl power, huh? Yeah. Cate Blanchett's in this movie. Oh, that's who it is. Yeah, okay. So they don't need...
Who was... was she Death in the Thor movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Medusa?
Keep her in there.
Yeah.
Keep her in there.
Anne Hathaway's the villain, which I'm happy about.
Anne Hathaway's a villain?
Hmm. Yeah.
Is this movie secretly a sequel to Devil Wears Prada?
No. No, and I think you're thinking of the wrong two actresses.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the one where she's like a fashion lady.
Yeah, who's her boss?
The old lady.
Yeah, what's her name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, but no, so I'm saying like somewhere in the timeline between this movie and this movie, she's like, nah, F it. I want to be like Meryl Streep. And then she turns into Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, maybe. Sure. That checks out.
I got a little like fanfic for the in-between, but you can read it.
Thanks.
You can read it on my Tumblr.
Thanks. I feel like they need a redhead. Like, where's the Amy Adams?
True.
Where's the Emma Stone? Who's the other redhead?
I don't know if I'd want Emma Stone in
this movie. Okay, who's Borat's wife?
Oh, I don't remember.
What's her name? She looks like Amy Adams.
Who's the one that was married to an Italian prince?
Isla Fisher. There you go. This movie. Yeah.
Who was the one that was married to an
Italian Olivia prince? Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, put Olivia Wilde in this movie.
Yeah, see, I feel like they're missing... Like, where's the Mila Kunis? Where's the...
I don't want Mila Kunis.
All right, fine. Where's...
You just Google female actresses?
Sure! Where's the chick from Harry Potter? Hermione Granger. Where's Scarlett Johansson?
Nah.
I don't know.
I'd replace Mindy Kaling with somebody.
Wow. Yeah, I would too.
I was like, oh no. And I was like, okay.
I don't know. She's not a good fit for this, but yeah, there you go.
So yeah, it's coming out. It's a movie. Slow news week, guys. Don't judge us.
Yeah, Christmas is next week. Sorry, the holidays are next week.
The holidays.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Some people don't celebrate Christmas. Some people celebrate Festivus. They get out the Festivus pole.
Funny story. So one of my friends is from Bangladesh.
Not me?
Yeah, I know. Definitely not you. She doesn't celebrate Christmas, whatever, right?
Okay.
And...
You mean she doesn't gather around the Bengali tiger every year and decorate it?
No, she doesn't do the presents. But she does buy her family a big turkey, and they celebrate some sort of thing.
Cool.
They don't actually celebrate anything. They just have a big dip family dinner.
Cause they're just like, we're on vacay.
Yeah, they're like, everyone else is doing it. We should do it too.
Okay.
She had some people come in to talk to her, to thank her about something. And she wasn't around in the office. And so I took her her thank you item
yeah.
on her behalf. I said, would you like to leave a message down? They're like, oh, we'll write it on the bag. I'm like, okay, awesome. Just write it. And they're like, Merry Christmas, Taz. I'm like, Taz doesn't celebrate Christmas. And they fucking freaked. They were like losing their shit.
Wait, like in what way?
Like in like they've made a grave mistake. They've greatly offended her. And they were flipping out. And like, we can't wait out the bag. And I'm like, no, you cannot.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I've also, like, for as, like, for me personally being, like, I say happy holidays because, like, some people don't celebrate it, right? Who, I don't care. But he, also on the flip side, like, if someone does celebrate it and they say Merry Christmas to you,
yeah.
even though you don't celebrate it, yeah. like, I don't understand why those people get offended.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's basically, that's their holiday. They're wishing it to you. Mm-hmm. So it's basically... happy holidays.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of uniform, right? It'd be the same thing if, like, someone came up to me and was like, yo, happy Kwanzaa, Anthony. I'd be like, yeah, cool. Happy holidays to you, too. Who cares? Yeah.
Some people aren't that cool.
Like, listen, I'm ice cold. I'm so cool.
Clearly. Clearly. Anyways, yeah, I told Taz about it. She's like, whatever. Gets it all the time.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, speaking of Christmas coming up, what have we done in the lead-up?
Dude,
you
nothing.
Yeah,
I went Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
I bought a new book.
I bought a book.
Like a real book or an audiobook?
It's a real book. Like it's got a hard cover.
Does
on
it have pictures in it?
Yes.
Okay, mine doesn't.
This book's not even for me, so whatever. Okay,
all right. No, my book's for me.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Psychopath Test.
Yeah, you would need to do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Whoa, hey. Whoa. Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta do me that laugh on our...
How did you?
Shit. So this book is like... okay, first off, it's by John Ronson. He's kind of famous, like pseudo-famous in kind of like sociology areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically... him and his experience interviewing, discovering, and trying to find out people who are psychopaths.
Mm.
And kind of like what separates psychopaths from other people. And how can they keep it hidden? How do you not know the person you are as a person or other people are psychotic in that type of way? And I think the stat is like one in every 100 people you walk by on the street.
It's a psychopath?
It is a psychopath.
Okay.
Right, that's usually... But somehow they can blend into society, and it's really interesting because it goes not only into, like, yo, these people are weird because they're psychopaths, right? Like, obviously. It goes into which fields of jobs psychopaths are more likely to be in. Like, where is the higher concentration?
Interesting.
How they think and how they make certain leaps in logic to justify things to themselves. Right. I think a really extreme case. This was outside of the book, but it was an interview with someone who was psychotic. And so I'm going to ask you a question. Say you were at work.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And you wanted and say you needed to get something done. It was very important, but you had something that was even more important due and you couldn't do both at the same time. So you delegated. Right. You asked your coworker, hey, are you free? They said yes. Can you do this for me? Yeah. And they said yes.
Yeah.
And you give them a deadline.
Yeah.
At the day of the deadline, you show up, they don't have it done.
Yeah.
What would be your reaction to that situation? And how would you think about treating that person afterwards? In terms of delegating.
In terms of... I don't know, man. That's tough. I don't delegate all my tasks to other people because I don't trust anyone. So... Let's see. I would kill them.
Well, you're a psychopath then. So that's basically the extreme that really extreme psychopaths would go to. Like they would be like, this person has wronged me.
Yeah.
Therefore, murder.
Yeah.
Right. And it's they make certain leaps in logic that obviously don't make any sense, but they justify it to themselves to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's a pretty interesting book.
Why did you want to read this?
I picked it based off the title alone.
Oh,
yeah.
The psychopaths.
Yeah.
Wow.
He wrote another book, which I'm waiting to go on sale, hopefully for Boxing Day. It's called So You've Been Publicly Shamed. And that one is all about people's lives after they've been publicly shamed on the internet. So the main one, you probably heard about it. The girl who like made a kind of, it was like a racist joke. It was like, I'm off to Africa for a business trip. I hope I don't get AIDS. Or no, sorry, HIV.
Oh, yeah.
JK, LOL, I'm white. Right? And it's like, on its face, it's a very tasteless joke. But it was like sent out into the ether. And, and so the whole thing with her was that they wanted to get her fired from her job before she landed in the country, right? And so it goes through her. And it's like, what happens to a person when they are confronted with the full brunt of the internet?
Yeah.
Like, what happens to those people? How does it affect their lives? Is it justified? Was that joke, while being in bad taste, worth it, like worth ruining this person's life and their livelihood?
Right?
Like, how does that work? And so, like, that really got me interested. And then I saw this one on clearance. So I was just like, I'll just pick this up to see what his writing's like.
Okay.
But it's cool because it's written less like a textbook and more like a novel. Mm. Like, you're following him through his journey rather than, these are my discoveries, here's what they are.
Mm.
Right? You kind of go on this journey with him.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. I like it. Other than that, still playing more Cuphead.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the second world. I'm on the final boss of the second world.
Okay. How many worlds are there? Five?
Three.
Oh, okay.
I think four in total, but there's three worlds and then like an end world.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's four in total. And yeah, that game's still awesome. It's a great, it's like just hard enough, but not too hard. Really liking it. And then I played Nex Machina.
Nex Machina.
Yeah, it's by the guy, I forget his name. But he created a lot of old arcade classics. Remember Space Giraffe on the 360?
It sounds so familiar.
Space Giraffe. It's like an arcade shooter.
No.
No, you don't remember that? Okay, well, he created that. But it's a twin stick shooter.
Yeah.
Very arcade style.
Okay.
You are a dude and you go to different planets to blow up aliens. And in each area, you have to clear a certain amount of enemies to advance to the other area. But also there are power-ups, there are bonus humans you can save, and if you save all the humans, you get points bonuses, and it's strictly a high-score game.
Okay.
It is run-and-gun high-score.
Okay.
Do stuff as efficiently and as fast as possible without getting hit.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I like those games a lot. It has a really cool art style. It's both pixelated and not pixelated. Like, when you see enemies on screen, they're like 3D models, but when they blow up into like pixels.
Oh.
And there's a lot of physics going on with that kind of stuff. It's very stylized and neon, and it's pretty fun.
Is it on PC, you said?
I got it on PS4 because I bought the limited run edition.
Okay.
Yeah. So now all I'm doing now is I'm waiting on my physical copy of Windjammers to come in because I got that.
Damn.
It came with a frisbee.
Damn.
Hopefully I get I think it's 1 in 5 chance you get a pink frisbee.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of a blue one.
What are you going to do if you get the pink one?
I'm going to be like, sick, I got a pink one.
Oh, okay.
And then play the game.
All right.
And then I'm also, I ordered, so these came back in stock and I kind of just bought them on a whim. I ordered the cymbals for Rock Band 4 drums, like the 3 cymbal set.
Yep.
So I can do pro drums. For like a good 6 to 8 months, those were out of stock everywhere. And if you wanted the set, it was like $200.
Whoa.
So I guess Mad Catz made some. Yeah. Or they found some extra stock somewhere, or somehow Amazon got some, and then I just bought it at retail, and I was like, sick.
Wow.
So, gonna get some Rock Band cymbals.
Wow.
I like that game.
It's a good game. Yeah, I know you do.
It's a good game.
Too bad the rest of the world doesn't.
There's other people. There's like, I was watching a Twitch stream, and there's like 3 people watching this dude. They're right there. That's like,
you're all out there. Yeah,
yeah,
you're out
right there. That's like 4 people.
Okay, totally. All right.
There you go. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, then I had to clean up. I organized a lot this week.
Oh, yeah? I got
it. I had to clean up around because we're hosting a Christmas party at my house. Or at my parents' house.
Oh, on Christmas Day?
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Damn. So I had to clean up around my area.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll crash that.
Got a lot of, if you want to, come over.
All right.
I got a lot of, what's it called? Ziploc bags, like large Ziploc bags.
Oh, yeah?
For what? Just started, like, really neatly putting away wires so they go get tangled. Like, I got this bag is HDMI cables. This bag is older AV cables. Okay. This bag is chargers, portable chargers, systems, games, blah, blah, blah. And like, when you can kind of like consolidate all of that into like a nice, tidy, you get a lot more space.
Did you get the bags with the label thing on the side so you write in a permanent marker? Yes. Or did you break out the label maker?
Or did not break out the label maker because I do not own a label maker.
Damn, you ain't living, my friend.
Apparently not. You apparently ain't not. Living. I think the biggest pain in the ass, though, is that I had to take down all my figures to like get some dust in.
That's and tough.
Putting all of those back in the box is a pain in the ass. Yeah,
it takes up a lot of time.
It does.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I wish there was some way I could just lift the dust off them all.
Just force lift all the dust.
Oh, that's what I do if I had the force.
Just clean? Yeah. Vince, you got to dust everything.
No worries.
You can have a cleaning service.
Oh, God. I'd be so rich. So rich.
So yeah, there's that. There's a lot of mundane tasks this week. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of regular life stuff.
Yeah.
And then, up the weights. In one of my workouts. Yeah. And I couldn't move my arm past a 45 for 2 days. Wow. So I was like, I guess I went too far.
Hmm. Well, that's, at least you're making progress.
I am.
That's good.
But at what cost?
I don't know.
But at what cost, Vince?
The cost of happiness and joy. Ugh.
Gross. Yeah. I'm just hungry all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens. I'm always hungry.
All right, that's it. What about you? What'd you do?
Let's see. I played more Overwatch. I played the Winter Event.
You get that shitty Hanzo skin? It's so shit.
No.
Okay. It's not actually shit.
I don't even know if I got a Winter skin yet. I don't think I have got a Winter skin. Nope.
I thought you bought all those loot boxes.
No, I'm waiting until the end of the event this time.
Oh, to see if you can
get
some free.
Honestly, I don't really like any of the skins this event.
That Hanzo skin's red.
I like the Ana. Okay, I like the Ana skin and the Somber skin.
I didn't see the Somber one.
She looks like an icicle elf.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, all right. She's pretty cool. And then Ana looks
so like her and Tracer team up.
Yeah,
regular elf, evil elf.
But she looks she looks like an evil. She looks like Shiva is what she looks like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then Ana's a snow owl. Which is cool.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really cool. Did I tell you about the event?
The May?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 Mays, 1 Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Is it?
It's quick.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last week.
Yeah, so if you need your 9 wins, boom, done.
Just get it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's fun. I didn't really do anything else of note. I'm just trying to think what I've been watching. Caught up on the last This Is Us. That's a great show if you still want to know, but sad family drama.
I've heard it's pretty decent.
It's really good.
All my coworkers in my office are just like, Anthony, you gotta watch it. Every single episode I cry and it's so sad.
It is very sad.
Okay.
It's a good show. It is the type of show though that the people at your office, as you would describe them, are it's the type of show they
would like. Watch.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, family problems.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. So I did that. Did I watch anything else? Grand Tour came back on air. Watch that. That's fun.
It's a Grand Tour?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay. All right.
It's good stuff. And then game-wise, I played like an hour of Nier.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yo!
What?
Get on that shit.
I'll get to it when I get on it
within the week.
Yeah, my I hope I finish it by next week, but then I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, nah, there's no way it's gonna top my favorite games of the year.
Maybe it would.
I don't think so.
I don't think you've played 10 games this year.
I don't think you know how much I like Persona 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Not that you don't know what the game of the year is already, but whatever.
You're right. You know what it is?
What? It's
Doki Doki Literature
Fuck
Club.
Fuck off.
Doki Literature Club. I'm going to hopefully finish that game before next week.
Okay.
It's only 2 hours.
Not Drive Girls?
Oh, listen. Drive Girls, instant. I'm going to go home. I'm just going to play it. Not going to sleep. I'm going to neglect work.
Wow.
Play with my pants off.
Fuck. Jeez. You shouldn't do that.
Play with my pants off at work?
No. No, just play with your pants off while playing that game. Might run into something. You don't want that to
bump into something?
Yeah. Might drop something.
You're right.
Might not be a...
Thanks for the safety concern.
Yeah. I only say that because I was reading Twitter and one of my friends dropped a knife on his dick.
Oh my god! What? Oh, yo, just thinking about that hurts.
And it's like, nothing happened, but just so you know.
Shit himself? Like,
I don't know. He's like, I was having breakfast with my pants on. I'm like, well, that's on you.
Without his pants on?
Yeah.
Did he have underwear on at least?
I don't know.
Was he just commandoing it? I have no fucking clue. That's fucking gross. Someone else has got to sit in that chair.
I'm assuming he lives by himself?
Yeah, but when people come over.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
I want to sit in the ass.
But chair. Anthony, come on. Every time you go to someone else's house, aren't you one of those like, I wonder what happens when I'm not here?
They fucking masturbate on everything. Yeah,
you just got to block that out. So don't even worry about it, all right? Don't even worry about it.
Guys are just unloading on the coffee table.
Oh, don't say that.
Girls are dripping juices in their teacups. Like, it's gross.
If the world really was like that.
Okay. You don't want to know what they do to toilet paper rolls.
Yeah, let's not worry about that one. No, the only thing I did this week, I went to a work dinner for my mom's work. Had it at the Mandarin.
Gross.
Because they're fancy.
Mandarin like sucks.
Yeah, I don't like the Mandarin, but I went there, and I haven't been there in like years.
You get the mussels?
Yeah, it was good.
That's the only good thing.
They had unlimited crab legs, which was good.
Oh, it's unlimited crab legs?
Yeah. Dang,
that's the only time to go.
Yeah, so I was having that. But anyways, my mom's work is the staff. There's about 30 of them. It breaks down into half of them are like 100% Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half are like 100% Chinese.
See.
And I mean, like, the Chinese people can barely speak English, and the Italian people can barely speak English.
I see.
Yes. Hmm. And it works. Anyway, so I went there, and it's one of those things where, like, everyone brings their, like, whole family.
Because mm-hmm.
it's a very family-run business. I ended up sitting beside one of the Chinese parents' three kids.
And, oh, this, okay. I read the Twitter feed. I want to hear this in person.
Okay, so one of them is first year in university. One of them is grade 11. But the girl I was sitting beside, she's fucking 10.
Like 1-0.
Like, yeah, 1-0. And she was just amazing to talk to. She had, it was like I was talking to like a commenter on the internet. Like, it was the shit that came out of her mouth. I'm like, hit me with it.
Are
you fucking kidding me, this girl? First of all, I forget what we talked about. What did we talk about? But let's see. Where did we start with our conversations? She started going off on like really just small things. Like,
she was like testing the waters.
Yeah. Yeah. She was
like, hey, hear about anime?
Well, not even that, but just like, you know what I hate? She's like, you know what I hate? Well, she's like, she saw, okay, some of the Italian girls, because they're like late 20s, early 30s, and they're like really watching their figures. She's like, I hate it when bitches come and gets to a buffet and get salad. Like, what the fuck's the point? We're at a buffet.
Oh, I want to be friends with this person so bad.
And me. And
I just want to be like, yo, high five. Boom.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there, Melissa's there, and we're like, is she for real?
Like, verbatim, I hate it when bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
She's like, what a waste.
It is a waste. She's not wrong.
And then she's like, she's poking at her food. Why are appetizers so small?
Like, that one, like, that's life experience. That's like, she's got to understand.
And then I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, you know, they're delicious, but they only give you like half a plate.
Yeah,
why? That's why is that?
That's why when you're older, you order appetizers to yourself.
And then that's what I said. Like, oh well, it's for the main meal. But she's like, but the main meal's never as good.
She's not wrong. Again,
I'm like, well, okay, all right. I see you're woke. Okay, I see
you're woke to the food game.
Yeah.
Damn.
Then anyways, because I asked about her brother, because her brother goes to McMaster University. I was talking to him about like, oh, are you in any clubs? Anything you're interested in?
Yeah.
And then started talking about video games, and they asked me what kind of video games I liked, and I'm like, oh, you know, I like I really like Persona.
Okay, just a side tangent for a second.
Yeah.
Fucking whenever like people like I guess who have hobbies like we do, I find it hilarious how we always have to like test. We have to be like, oh, I like video games.
Oh, so no, or,
like what do you like? Oh, I like video games too. Persona. Okay, he's cool. Oh, frick.
Okay, so no, it wasn't like that. It wasn't that I was nervous to tell him. It was that I didn't, you know, because it sucks now that we're older, but you know how, like, kids don't respond to adults, and, like, that's just how it is. Like, yeah. They don't want, and, like, they were very closed off at first,
yeah.
And they didn't want to talk, and I was like, oh, I'm going to tread lightly, see if they want to reciprocate.
Yo, whatever, man, she's been like, good luck, bitch!
No, so, fuck. Speaking of that, they're like, oh, our little sister likes Vocaloids. I'm like, oh, Hatsune Miku? And she goes, filthy casual.
I was like, yo, you should have dropped it. You should have dropped that Rin. Like, you should have went for it.
I was like, excuse me? She's like, you saw about Luca. I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
Whatever, Luca's a bitch.
I was like, look at you. What, she just pink hair? Whatever. But,
Well, she's tall.
Yeah. But then we talked about, how, where do we go from there? It's either video games or anime. One came for the other. But anyways, we're talking about video games. No, it was anime first, because I said, I like mecha anime. Like, that's the kind of anime I'm into.
You know that's a lie.
No, that's
100%. Yeah, you're into that idol shit. You're into that.
Oh, right. We did talk about idols, because she was going nuts on Love Live. Ew, and I was like, I've trash. Only seen Idolmaster. And she's like, she's like, oh, the wannabes.
You know what you should have did? Yeah. You should have just, like, went out to the Mandarin and asked for an empty garbage bag and be like, here, I got a new home for you. Like, just give her a fucking trash bag.
Yeah, but then, so I was like, okay, no, but I like more mecha animes. Idol's not for me. And she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And mecha, she's like,
you like Macross Delta, though.
Oh, no, but then she's like, I like Super Robot Wars.
No, you don't.
I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, my brother had it on the Super or on the Game Boy Advance. I played it. I love that game.
Oh, OG?
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
good for her. Like, good
for you. And then they're all like, we all like to do because they all played it. But yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool. And they're like, do you guys play any other games? And they're like, oh, we play League. And they play a lot of mobile games.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I play Overwatch. And like, you probably like D.Va. And like, she said it, and she's like, oh. You must like, and she rolled her eyes like D.Va. Super animated, like a child would. D.Va. And I was like, yeah, I do.
What?
And then it's like, I like playing RPGs. I love Persona 5. They're like, oh, Persona 5 is great. It's a really great game.
It's not Persona 3, but it's pretty good.
And then she's like, but you know, it's a better game. I'm like, what? Danganronpa V3.
Damn.
And I was like, holy shit.
No, she's just trying to get the cred out.
I was like, holy fuck. I mean, you have a Vita? She pulled it out, and I'm like,
She had a Vita on her?
Okay, so I gotta tell you, this little girl is dressed. She was dressed like wearing, like, what little girls wear, like a shirt and pants, but she had, like, a Chinese dress over it.
Huh.
Yeah, and then she had, like, it was weird. She looked like a little Minmay. Like, if she was cosplaying Minmay from Macross. But, like, if she put her cosplay over her regular clothes.
Weird.
Yeah, so that's what she looked like. But, yeah, she was like, oh, and she went into full spoilers on Danganronpa.
What?
And I was just like...
Yo, relax.
I don't even know what's going on here, blah, blah, blah.
Like, when Monokuma was doing this thing, and then the girl Kuma came out.
And then her older sister, who's in grade, like, 11, goes, I like Persona 4, personally. I'm like, I fucking hated 4. She's like, why? And it's like, I didn't want Scooby-Doo mystery bullshit. And then and she's like, oh! And I'm like, you know what really sucked? Nanako. That's a little brat. And then the 10-year-old goes, yeah, she's a whiny little brat.
Yo, that's when you click.
Yeah.
That is when you found a new +1 to all your dinner dates.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So when she rolled her eyes at me and said, oh, you must like D.Va, her older brother comes in and goes, I don't like D.Va either. And she goes, you shut up. You don't like D.Va because she's not a lolly.
Oh, damn, fucking outed. Oh, shit. You call the fire department? Like, oh my god.
And then I'm like, this girl's fucking 10.
Yo, let me know when you're having a Vander dinner again. Because that shit's awesome. I want to be there for the next episode of this anime that is your life.
And then from then on, she just outed her brother and all his, like, interests in porn and what he likes and how, like, he
in porn?
Because she's like, you know.
In pornography?
Yeah. Because she's like, oh, man, I walked in on my brother earlier today. He was on Pornhub. Again. I've seen his keyboard. That P key is wiped down. When I go to Chrome. And then she's like, she goes, Every time I use his laptop, I know what he's doing because I hit P in the address bar and it auto-completes Pornhub.
Yo, incognito browser, what are you doing?
And then she's like, for fun, I just went there, and then I went to the search browser, and I hit the history, and it's all...
For fun? Fuck off.
And she's like, it's all about the big boobs. That's all he wants, the big boobs. And she was doing this at the dinner table. So do you know what the most amazing thing is? They're Chinese, right? They're born and raised here. But her parents are full-on immigrants, and they can barely speak English. So their parents have no idea what we're talking about. Okay. But this little girl, man.
Oh, she, get this girl a YouTube channel.
She was incredible. I was like, because I went to this dinner, me and Melissa, and we were like, man, it's one of those work things. We're not going to know anybody. It's going to be such a drag. But let's just eat food and get out of here. Best dinner in the world. Best dinner I've ever had. Holy shit. This girl was unreal. This girl was unreal.
How old was this boy?
Oh, he was at 18.
How did he not know about, like, incognito browser?
I don't know.
A, you're 18. B, if I'm hitting the stereotypes, you're Chinese. You should know this shit. Like,
I don't know. But it was just so weird because his sisters were like super comfortable with it. They're like, oh yeah, he's always
jerking off to those white girls. Like, yeah, what can you do?
It was so weird. I'm like, oh, I would never talk to my sister about that kind of stuff.
Well, neither did he. But she just found it because he's bad at hiding his tracks.
Yeah, but then he's just like, you know, super okay with it. Like, whatever.
She's such a joker.
Yeah. I still can't get past the fact that she was like, you didn't like it.
You didn't like it because she's not a loli. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah, man.
She was something else. But it was cute. At the end of the night, she's like, I had fun tonight. I usually use my headphones on for these things, but you guys are cool.
Yo, I want to come to the next
one. And I was like, fuck, that was awesome.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I didn't know people like that existed.
I didn't either. And I'm like, holy shit, she's 10.
This is great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Oh, I wish. She lives downtown. She lives at the north end.
No, her tell her to bus up. She's double digits.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. So, yeah, that's...
Damn. That's fucking hilarious.
It was. God, I wish you were there. I wish you guys were there. Just to listen to the shit coming out of this girl's mouth.
Oh, fuck. I would have egged that shit out. You know me. I would have egged her on. It's, I would have been like, yo, tell me. Let's go.
It is what we. It is fucking strange though, because it is kind of scary. It's like, man, where are kids exposed to nowadays? Like, how does she know all this stuff?
Think of all the things you were exposed to on the internet on a dial-up internet connection. Yeah, now imagine if you had that same exposure instantaneously.
Yeah, that's true. It's just though, like, her parents have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, zero. Oh god.
That's the advantage of having immigrant parents. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Damn.
It's a good dinner.
Like, half of me wants to believe this story.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, this story is real. The other half of me is like, this is an anime episode.
No,
it's and, like, I'm being real. Tricked. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's a good, oh, man, that's a good way to kick off the rest of this week. Damn, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You don't like her because you're a little... Oh, that's a line, man. That's so good. Fuck. Man, imagine just being outed like that.
Yeah.
Just like so savagely.
I know, right? To complete strangers.
To complete strangers. Like, it's my time to make a good impression on other people. I'm going to do good. I'm going to keep my hobbies to the side. Yo, bitch, you like underage girls. Tell them the world. Like.
Oh, man.
Which is weird. Because now that I also know his porn habits.
Yeah.
Like, why are your waifus the lolis?
Yeah.
When you're beating it to the big stuff.
I don't know. Maybe he's a Renaissance man.
He likes them all.
Yeah.
Big, small, light tan.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. Maybe it's just like an anime thing, right?
Oh, maybe.
Right.
Like, look young, but like assets of a 20-year-old.
Yeah. All right. Mm.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The more I talk about anime, the more I regret getting into it.
But don't you just aren't you just happy?
Oh, but there's too many in jokes where they're just so funny.
Yeah, you're gonna look back in your life and be like, nah, anime was a good thing.
Anime was rad.
Yeah.
And like, anime was both a mistake and also not a mistake.
It's the greatest gift given to you.
Not the greatest.
Oh, that's pretty great.
I got, listen, I got some great gifts given
to me. No, you don't.
Let me tell you about Drive Girls.
Ooh. Maybe. That's anime.
That's oh, true, but it's also a video game.
Okay. You know what? That brings us nearly to the end of the show. I feel like we should do something before we go. Next week is the last episode of the year.
Yes.
And we do our year-end awards. But for you listeners who want to participate, we are opening that up to you. If you go to the Facebook page, there'll be the categories there.
Yep.
If you're too lazy, I'm going to read the categories out for you here.
I feel like that's harder.
Some people, you know.
Yeah, I guess they don't use Facebook, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Where else are you going to find it?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
They'll just pause and write it down.
All right, go.
All
go
right. I think we added one. It's there somewhere. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
What else is this?
Oh, maybe we can do some live editing.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. So, typically the awards start off with a good one. It's the hottest female of the year.
Yeah, female crush. Female. We don't want to objectify. We just want to say that we have certain feelings towards this person this year.
Okay, yeah. It's got to be a female. That's the rule of this category. A female as she is in this year.
Define female.
She just has to be female.
I see.
She
biologically?
It just says female.
Hmm. All right.
That means it could be a female of any type of species.
All right.
You take that as you will.
All right.
Or those who identify as female, because you know how robots can be a little...
A little weird. You program them, like, one line of code goes wrong, they all want, like, free will and shit. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Partner to this is, of course, Male Crush of the Year.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
Did you know that robots get paid less than their human counterparts? They get paid 78 cents to the dollar. Wow. Oh, I'm so glad this podcast isn't mainstream.
You're going to get shot in the streets.
Probably.
Merry Christmas. Okay, next up
is... Free me from this torch.
Is the most underappreciated of the year. So this is kind of like the hipster award. You know how it is.
Mm.
It's a great item, but no one heard about it.
I got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Especially in the music scene.
Fuck, I got to struggle with this one. But I'll think of something. Next up would be the disappointment of the year. So obviously this is just straight up... The thing about disappointment of the year is you have to have been excited going in.
Yeah.
It can't just be straight up bad.
Yeah, you can't have been going in being like, this is going to suck, and then it sucked, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, you had to have been like, this is going to be the greatest thing in the world. Holy shit, that was bad.
For example,
mm-hmm.
my experience with Rock Band 4 last year, or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years last year?
It was 2 years.
2 years ago. Yeah. My experience with Rock Band 4.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad news.
There you go. And then, of course, there is next up the Late to the Party Award. So this is just the best thing that didn't come out in the current year.
That you thought was...
Awesome.
Awesome.
For me, it might... Who knows? Might be Final Fantasy III.
What?
What?
Like 3-3 or 6-3?
Like 3-6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This was a newly added one from Anthony. He wants to know... The best meme.
Yeah, I want memes of the year. I want the best meme of 2017. Best I think memes have reached critical mass this year.
Yeah.
And I want to know.
That's true, you know. When I'm at work and people are like, have you seen that new Instagram meme? I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, how do you know that? How do you know that word?
Yeah. There you go. Let's see. Best surprise, which is kind of like the opposite of...
Disappointment.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, you're going into it, you're being like, eh. And then you're like, whoa. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome. Song of the Year is a good one. That's pretty simple. It's got to be one song, not an album. One song.
All I'm saying album of the year. I can tell you. Like, I just got to make you listen to a whole album.
Good fucking luck. Good luck. And of course, to get into the big ones, TV show of the year.
Yep.
Has to have come out. Has to have finished. This year.
Yes.
That was the rule we had.
Yeah.
So you could pick, like, if your show started fall 2016, but it ended in May, it's okay.
It counts.
But if it started fall 2017.
And ended December. 27. No, sorry.
And it ends in May 2018. May 18
doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
It has to have finished this year. So, for example, for Tokusatsu, you can pick X8, but you can't pick Build.
Oh, I forgot to keep up with Build.
Apparently, it's supposed to be amazing.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Movie of the year? That's pretty simple. What's the best movie this year? Right?
Not Star Wars.
Who knows? Search your feelings, my friend. Search your feelings.
I'll search what little I have.
I don't have an answer for that one, actually, right now. Now that I think about it, I don't know.
I'm very prepared for this year's award show. Throughout the whole year, I've been keeping a list.
Oh, have you?
Of media I have consumed.
Okay, I have not.
All right.
Game of the year. Again, it's pretty simple.
Does it include board games?
Ooh, you can.
Because it's just game of the year, didn't say video.
You can totally do. I won't guarantee you're going to win that one.
Gin Rummy. Best game 2017.
Oh, that's a great. I know what I'm going to pick for late to the party now. Minesweeper.
Are you playing Minesweeper?
Who knows?
Oh my god.
You'll find out in a week's time.
Yeah, you guys ever hear about this game called chess?
Oh shit.
It's pretty great.
Minesweeper.
All right, continue. Go.
Best of the year would be the big award, of course.
That's the biggest.
Right? That is it. So we changed this one over the years, but this one can only be from the above winners of any category.
Yes.
So it's just, you can't just throw it.
Yeah, originally we were like, just throw shit in there. Go. And yeah. We're like, that's too much.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, it has to have won from the awards.
Yeah. I think we changed it because 1 year Blavin said my headphones.
Yeah, fuck that shit. That's garbage.
I remember that.
No, my headphone. No. That doesn't count.
So it has to be from one of the categories, one of the category winners.
Okay.
That's how it's going to work. And then lastly, most excited for 2016. Or 2018. 2018.
All right.
Yeah, and those are the categories.
I'm not ready for that last one, but ready for the other ones.
You're not ready for the last one?
Yeah, for most excited.
Crazy. I'm ready. That's the only one I know the answer to.
All right.
Monster Hunter. Anyways,
ooh. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
No, not more than Monster Hunter, my friend.
We'll see.
Please.
We'll see.
Please.
We'll see.
Please.
We'll see.
What a loser. So there you go. Thanks for listening. For all y'all out there celebrating Christmas on Monday, have a good one.
Have an okay one.
And like always,
don't have a better Christmas than I have.
You know how you can ensure that?
How?
All they gotta do is play this podcast.
All they gotta do is share with their fam.
Yeah.
And when I say that robots make 78 cents on the dollar, it'll ruin your whole Christmas.
Do that for us. Thanks, guys. See ya next week.